Well, thank you, Carolyn, and good morning to all of you who braved the cold and are here today. Thank you for being here. It's my pleasure today to welcome you to the third annual Governor's Conference for LGBT Youth. And I will not bother to define, since Carolyn has done that once. And I want to thank Dr. Bakari and everyone here at Drake for hosting us, and to Nate, who's doing a great job here today, and to the Iowa Safe Schools Task Force for coordinating the day's activities. This conference would not be possible without the hard work of all of these folks. But more importantly, this morning, I want to thank all of you, the students, the teachers, parents, allies, the friends who are here with us today. It is always uplifting to see so many people united behind an important cause like this, and it's even more inspiring when those individuals are young people, especially ones that I consider as courageous as all of you here today. You have stood up to the intolerance in our society to live your own life. And rather than turn your back, you are working to change people's attitudes and make Iowa a place that's more accepting of all people. As I look out at you today, and I know there are many who could not be here because of weather and days of school that have already been missed this winter, and this has been a winter we're not going to remember fondly. But when I look at you, at the students in the crowd today, if I leave you with nothing else, I want you to know that Governor Culver and I value each and every one of you. And so on behalf of the governor, myself, and the entire Culver judge team, I want to thank you for coming today, and I want to thank you for helping us make our state a better place for everyone. When the governor and I took office, we set out with one goal in mind, and that was to give every single person in the state the tools they need to reach their fullest potential. We chose, a little more than a year ago, a theme for our inauguration, One Iowa, One Unlimited Future. That theme yet today represents our belief that the only way our state will succeed is by building One Iowa, where people use their differences to come together and work for common good. Then and only then are we going to reach our full potential. And for this vision to be a success, we have to start early. And we have to instill in our children values of diversity and acceptance. We want to make Iowa a place where children are valued for who they are, regardless of their race, their gender, their religious beliefs, and just as important, their sexual orientation or gender identity. But unfortunately, we know that for LGBT youth, the road to success is paved often with lots of obstacles. The youth are verbally and sometimes even physically assaulted in their schools and communities. They can be the source of ridicule and shunned by their friends and classmates. And far too often, adults, the ones who are supposed to be there to protect our children, have turned a blind eye. If anyone thinks that bullying and harassment don't exist in our schools, an incident last week taught us very different. Lawrence King was a 15-year-old in Southern California. He was considered a social outcast because he was gay, and he occasionally wore nail polish and makeup to school. He endured daily ridicule and harassment by fellow eighth graders until last Tuesday, a 14-year-old classmate of his came to school and shot him in the head. He died 2 days later. For Lawrence to have lost his life simply because of who he was is troubling beyond belief. But that is, of course, not the only incident. He was not alone. Before him was Brandon Tina, James Bird, and, of course, Matthew Shepard. Though fortunately, not all end this tragically. Stories of LGBT youth being harassed are heard far too often around this country. Well, I'm here today to tell you that as long as Chet Culver is governor, and I am the lieutenant governor, we are going to do everything in our power to make sure that this kind of incident never happens in our state. And last year, we took a big step towards making that a reality. And we were proud to join with all of you to pass the groundbreaking legislation that prohibits bullying in Iowa schools. Yes, it was a proud day for all of us. This new law, which went into effect this school year, requires every school district in the state to adopt and enforce a safe school policy. And no matter whether you are LGBT, you're straight, you're rich, you're poor, you're black, white, Hispanic, whether you live in Des Moines or Iowa City or at Lamar's, every student in this state is protected under that law today. And to make sure those protections don't end when you graduate, we were proud to expand Iowa's Civil Rights Code to protect LGBT adults across the state. Now, no Iowan can be discriminated against because of their sexual orientation or their gender identity while they are working or while they are looking for housing. And yes, I'm very, very proud of those two pieces of legislation, and I believe that 2007 was a great year for our state. It was the year that we beat back intolerance, we beat back prejudice, and we stood up for the right and the freedom and the protection of every person in our state. And as you're applauding me, let me say, we could not have done this without you. You are the people who made the phone calls, you wrote the letters, you mobilized your friends, your family members, your allies in the communities. And by changing the attitudes of those in your communities, you helped us turn the tide in the legislature. So I want to thank all of you for what you did. And because of you, we are now in Iowa considered a leader in civil rights. Thank you very much to every one of you. But I am afraid I have to say that our work isn't done. The laws may be on the books, but there's a lot we are going to have to do if we're going to have any lasting and real effect in our state. It's no longer 2007, it's 2008. And we know that bullying continues in our schools, and that is why it is not only important that each school has an anti-bullying policy, that policy must be enforced. We are committed to make giving our children a safe, nurturing environment in which to learn, and the governor and I cannot do it alone. So today, the Culver Judge Administration is asking for your help once more to make sure that each child in the state feels protected and safe in the classroom. And that's why this conference is so important. Over the course of today, you're going to learn about issues facing LGBT youth. And you are going to learn what you can do to make our schools more accepting and welcoming of all children. And though it's nice some of you will be able to take time off of school today to come to Des Moines, what counts is what you do when you go back home. So go back to your schools and be an agent for change. Work with administrators, your teachers, and your classmates to increase tolerance and acceptance of every student. And most importantly, I say to each of the students here today, be yourself and be proud of yourself, as I know you are, and as the governor and I are proud of you. We are counting on you. You are the future of the state, and we know that your actions are going to make this state a better place. And I know together we can make the schools safer, increase tolerance, and create that unlimited future for every Iowan. Thank you, and have a great day.